The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
If you're planning on attending events or festivals this coming summer, you may be getting your gear and your travel arrangements ready, but cultural events have the potential to be harmful in terms of environmental impact unless something is done to make them more sustainable. And someone with a bit of expert in doing those things to make them more sustainable is co-founder and director of Native Events, Megan Best. Megan, let's start with probably the worst case scenario. We see these big festivals where the day that it ends, it looks like a combination of the top of Mount Everest and rubbish dump, rubbish everywhere, old tents everywhere. How do we avoid that kind of stuff?
Absolutely, Anton. There is quite a lot of environmental impacts that can happen at music festivals specifically. And we've seen a lot of that in the media over the years. I won't name any names specifically, but we're all aware of it and what's been happening. And I think that's a reflection of wider society, really, isn't it? I mean, we've gotten very wasteful in our practices. We are quite a lot of overconsumption, and that's what's driving these environmental issues that we're experiencing, with 2024 being the warmest year on record thus far. And it's all of that kind of material consumption. And I think what we kind of tend to hang on is that very visual and tangible impact that we see at these music festivals. But there is certainly a lot that the cultural sector and the creative industries can do to combat that. And that's why Native Events is doing an event in April to try and bring people together to talk about all of these issues.
The kind of things that events companies and events organisers can do are what?
Well, I mean, we can all start looking at reducing the energy that we use, getting more energy efficient, doing better planning and planning in advance, communicating with all of our stakeholders. I mean, I've been saying this for years. My background is in festival and event production. We are an exercise in multi-stakeholder engagement. So if you think about a festival or an event and all of the different stakeholders involved in that, from venue owners and venue managers to all of the suppliers and contractors, all of the artists and acts and performers, and then, of course, the audience themselves. The amount of communications that needs to happen with all of those people just to make the event happen, but taking an environmental sustainability lens to that and asking people to reduce their impacts by reducing their transport, reducing their material use, to try and reduce all of those environmental impacts.
Are you constrained slightly by the nature of a lot of festivals? I mean, you're going to need big diesel generators to provide the power. You're going to need portaloos, which means probably chemical toilet and chemical disposal and all. There are certain things that it's very hard to get around, I would have thought.
Well, that's exactly it. And I mean, it's actually not that hard to get around these things. And this is the kind of conversation that we're going to be having at the sustainability summit that we're doing. So just to kind of give a little bit of chat about that, we're doing an event in IMA on the 10th of April. And that is about bringing the creative industries together to talk about all of these issues and to talk about the way that we're doing these things and our creative practices, and to really start thinking in a transformational way about how we can do things differently. So the idea is that it's a necessity to drag all of these generators and porterloos and infrastructure into a festival site or into an event site or at any kind of, let's say, film production or theatre production. The way that we've been thinking about doing things over the last number of years, since the Industrial Revolution, I guess, although we might not get to go that deep in our chat this morning, Anton. But the way that we've been doing things needs to change. And the creative industries, and specifically festivals and events and the performing arts, have a huge opportunity.
So much of what we want to do can seem impossible. But the highest achievers among us are the people still striving, still reaching for something. It's those people who approach the impossible and embrace it. There's a vehicle for people like that. It's called the Defender. The Defender is an icon, reimagined for a new generation of explorers and fully equipped for 21st century adventures. 3D surround cameras with ClearSight ground view let you see underneath the vehicle and anticipate obstacles and rough terrain. And ClearSight rear view offers an unobstructed rear view, even when you can't see through the back window. Driver aid technologies make driving and parking simpler, while intuitive driver displays are customizable to your journey. Plus, the next generation Pivi Pro infotainment system helps make more of your world. There's a family of vehicles for Defender too. Meet the Defender 90, Defender 110, and the 8-seat Defender 130. Are you ready to embrace the impossible? Explore the Defender at LandRoverUSA.com.
opportunity to change the way we do things. And that's starting to happen. We're starting to see it
but
everywhere.
But if you go back to those two as examples and case in point, how do you get around electricity and sanitation?
Okay, so if you were to have a look at the power that's consumed at a given event, let's say one of the large-scale music festivals, for example, and all of the different people who are plugging in their different pieces of equipment and the staging and the traders and the food and the lighting and all of these kind of things. If we are to plan that in a different way, so to take a deep consideration of the way that these things are powered, how long they need to be powered for, what the actual necessity for that power consumption is, and plan that with quite a lot of detail, then we can start to see where we can make power consumption savings and make energy efficiency savings on that. Using that information, we can start to bring in battery units or solar powered units, or even in the case of some of the big festivals, plugging into the grid. There is an example of a really lovely festival down in Waterford. It's called Spree. And what those guys did was they worked with the local county council to put grid connections in on the streets in the places where they always put their stages. And that negates the need for generators there. There's little pockets of action like that happening all across the country with all of these different festivals and events and cultural activities and working together to make those changes. So that's power and how you could go at that. And that's one of the things that will be discussed at the event that we're doing in IMA. And then in terms of sanitation, there's certainly different ways of going at sanitation as well. I mean, I did a festival a couple of years ago that had signed up to a pledge to be fully circular in its operations by 2025. That was part of a Dutch Ministry for the Environment initiative. And one of the things that we did at that festival was we brought in compost loos. And that is an entirely different way of doing sanitation. And it doesn't require all of that water and chemicals and wastewater and reduces all of those, the emissions that are involved with putting all of those things as well.
Do you think people will put their money where their mouth is? Because one of the things the aviation industry did recently was it offered that you could buy tickets by environmental impact. You could pay slightly more if you wanted to ameliorate the carbon impact. Nobody bought them.
Yeah, I do think that audiences are starting to look for this from their cultural activities. Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've seen some of the really big acts that are starting to make moves in this space and how popular that conversation has been for them. Coldplay is one example. Massive Attack is another. They've been trying to do low emission or zero emission tours. And that those conversations being driven by those big influencers is certainly making a bit of a change, I think, out there. Yeah.
And would they not be among the worst offenders? Because I assume when Coldplay goes on tour, that means 5, 6, 7, 10, 40-foot trucks. It means transport for all the roadies and crew. It means airplanes. It means ships. It's a huge logistical global feat if they do a world tour. That has a massive impact.
The transport industry has a massive impact, yeah. And all sorts of different industries and all sorts of different actors are using transport in order to get around. And the creative industries are no different. What is different about some of those big acts and some of those who are trying to make change in this is that they're really looking at it and looking at how they can improve efficiencies and looking at how they can reduce their impacts. Some of those acts are using big and really innovative battery systems on their shows and on their tours in order to reduce the environmental impact from the energy that they're using. They're banning single-use plastics in the stadiums they're playing. So they're making the changes that they can make and what are within their influence and within their power to do, and then using their platform to talk about it and to bring audiences along on that journey.
Should we be trying to pressure acts into going only to specifically constructed venues, because then you do have sewer connection, you have mains grid connection, you have HVAC, you have planned disposal, you have probably the most efficient transport in and out. All of those things are already reducing the environmental impact compared to an outdoor festival.
That is a great question. I love that. And I mean, yes, permanent infrastructure is probably a better use, but would you really want to take away that idea of people having the freedom and the gathering and the moment that they have when they go to an outdoor festival? A lot of times young people wouldn't actually spend any time outdoors or camping unless they went to these festivals and unless they had those experiences, and those experiences that last for a lifetime. So I think it's more about the conversation of the creative industries and the cultural sector embracing the idea of environmental sustainability and their role in that conversation in terms of inspiration, in terms of empowerment and knowledge, as opposed to the idea of restricting these kind of activities. The same thing goes for broadcasting and or for all of media, really, that we have this voice and we need to be using it.
Megan, thank you very much. That is Megan Best, co-founder and director of Native Events.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.